that is built to please the hungry baseball fans of all ages. Make Tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Call 654-5151 for tailgating orders. Good luck to Coach Lee and go Tigers.
Fort Hill Natural Gas Authority has proudly served the upstate of South Carolina in Anderson, Pickens, and Oconee counties since 1952. Natural gas is used by more than 50% of American households as their main heating source. Natural gas is piped directly to you through a safe and efficient pipeline system. It is the cleanest burning fossil fuel and has an abundant supply. In our community, natural gas provides service to homes, businesses, schools, and industry. If you are considering natural gas, please visit our website at fhnga.com.
The ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627 would be the number to call. We will have a special edition of Rageous Moments from History today that I think you'll find pretty interesting, and which we're going to run earlier than usual because I want to give you people a chance to offer your comments on it. So that is coming your way today. That special edition will not in any way, shape, or form involve Robert Kraft. I wrote this morning when I first learned of this. I wrote, LOL, Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution sting. Yep, you can file that in things I didn't expect to hear today.
I didn't expect that either.
No, you know, you remember before the season began, Ramona, back when we were picking the Pats and Rams and the Pats to win it. Do you remember that top 25 list I posted at that time? We put it up on the website. It was top 25 figures from American figures least likely to be found at an Asian massage parlor. Do you remember that list? Kraft was way up there.
He was
way, way up there in terms of least likely. And in fact, in terms of least likely, you know, he was right at the top. I can't remember exactly where we had him, but I think he was like right behind Barack Obama. I think I had Barack Obama as like slightly less likely to be found at an Asian massage parlor. And then slightly more likely to be found at an Asian massage parlor was Nancy Pelosi. I had her. She was slightly more likely to be found. So, yeah, of all, seriously, I was thinking about this. of all the people in the earth, in the world, that I could have woken up to see this story about, Robert Kraft, 77-year-old multi-billionaire Robert Kraft, was not likely. I wouldn't have viewed him as likely. Destra says, does he get the Jerry Richardson treatment or does he get the famous Goodell slap on the wrist? Well, I mean, the Patriots franchise didn't get a slap on the wrist over Deflategate, that's for sure. Brady didn't get a slap on the wrist. No, I don't think it's the same thing. I mean, look, this is from a wake up to the news story. This is hysterical. I mean, on the surface, the fact that 77-year-old Patriots owner Robert Kraft was found to be soliciting prostitution at a place called Orchids of Asia. I mean, if you told me that last night, I would have said, yeah, okay, you've been drinking too much. But to wake up to 77-year-old Robert Kraft being found soliciting prostitution at a place called Orchids of Asia is just virtually impossible. And again, as the texter says, which I was going to get to in a minute, you have a guy who's worth allegedly $6.4 billion. You ever hear of room service, Robert?
Yeah, you'd think he'd go a little bit more upscale, right, and get a private thing going on.
Right, Robert, you ever hear of room service? I mean, you can't take yourself to a place called Orchids of Asia. Right? You just can't. I mean, you can't. You're the owner of the New England Patriots. The first thing I don't get, Ramona, is, look, if you want to penalize this guy, throw him in the jail for the invincibly stupid. You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
I mean, because what you have here is oldest man in the world meets oldest profession in the world. That's what you have. But let's be honest, if we're going to act like this guy's the first owner or coach or anything like that to have solicited a prostitute, probably not. Remember when Eugene Robinson, like the night before the Super Bowl, went out and solicited like a $25 hooker?
Oh, yes.
After preaching about his religious values, you know, over and over and over and over and over. So let's not act like the roads between football and hookerdom have not crossed before. They are very.
Who's the guy that was holding the underwear?
Oh, well, that's the former Georgia AD. Oh. Yeah, but let's not act like those lines don't permanently cross each other. Look, at the end of the day, what is this? Well, it's a simple soliciting a prostitute charge. For those of you who are like hoping that the franchise is going to be taken away, none of that's happening. I'm sorry, none of that is happening. I mean, you had the Richardson situation was an alleged abuse of his power in attempting to, it was a sexual, a workplace situation. It was a workplace situation. This is nothing like that. And let's be honest, I mean, you've already had the owner of the Colts franchise, Irsay, who's been hit multiple times, right? With, he was last time, was that 2015, 14? He was hit with DWI. He was in possession of all these alleged illegal narcotics. That is, I think, far worse than this in terms of the reality of it. I mean, he could have killed people when he was out driving around at 3 a.m. the last time he was stopped. This guy couldn't kill anybody but himself. Now, the backdrop to this is this whole the less funny side of this is there are these suggestions that human trafficking could have been involved in this and all that. But of course, that has nothing to do with the guy soliciting. That's to do with the Orchids of Asia establishment. So I don't believe there's anything that ties any of that together. So it's sort of ridiculous to even talk about that in connection with that. So there's that. I mean, I don't think anything is going to come of this, really. I mean, I'm not even sure what Goodell will do with it. I'm not sure he'll do anything with it. I mean, I just shut your eyes and hope it goes away. Now, then there's this, Ramona. Adam Schefter has reportedly said that Kraft wasn't the biggest name.
For real?
Now, that's very intriguing. The notion
you're
that,
kidding no, at that same sting?
It would seem as impossible as it seems.
It was celebrity night.
Right. There is a suggestion that 77-year-old multi-billionaire Robert Kraft was not the most notable person at the event. At the Orchid of Asia, of Asia massage parlor. So I had a chance to think about that for a second. And just to be clear, there is no inference that this other guy was in attendance. But if I could choose one, if I could pick one, if without knowing who the bigger name was in attendance, if I could pick who I would like that to be, for the love of all that's holy, let it be Roger Goodell.
It's not gonna be.
please let it be Roger Goodell.
That would be great.
Yeah,
though,
please, please.
I think everybody would like
yes,
that.
Yes, please, for the love of holy, let the bigger name be Roger Goodell, and that would and that would be a bigger name.
Yeah.
That would be a bigger name. I don't know. I just talk about being stunned. You know, the other thing I wrote is this. I wrote this on Twitter. I wrote, it's a little odd that a team that demands such total discipline from their players, a team that has created a culture with such a single-minded devotion to winning that players are almost never problematic, has an owner who spends time at Orchids of Asia Day Spa. You know.
That is just, man, you're there and all of a sudden you just hear the police knocking the doors down. That must be the worst feeling.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, I'm getting a lot of texts right now that doesn't Tiger Woods live in the area? Yeah, but that would surprise, nobody, right? I mean, if it turns out that the bigger...
Oh, no, because he's known for stuff
right, if
like
it
that.
Turns out the bigger name was Tiger Woods, that would surprise absolutely nobody. I mean, Tiger Woods wasn't on that list of 25. Tiger Woods was on my other list of 25. 25 most likely.
Yeah, there's an opposite
yeah,
list.
Yeah, there was. There was an opposite list. Tiger was on the 25 most likely to be seen at Orchids of Asia Day Spa. I just love that name.
Orchids of Asia. Orchids They're of known Asia. For the flowers.
Yeah, I mean, can there be any more telltale sign of what you're doing than that name? I mean, that name just it's like a giant red flag. It just blares out, we do hookers. Orchids of Asia Day Spa? I mean, there just can't be any more of a telltale name. You know, you just wonder why this hasn't happened before. Mark just responded to my desire by saying, already praying that it is Goodell.
that's a popular
one. That would be the greatest thing ever. It would be the greatest thing ever. If for me personally, I would rather have that happen than win lottery. I would rather have...
That's a strong opinion.
You know, I would. I would rather have the big reveal of the next name to be Roger Goodell rather than win lottery. That'd just be incredible. Absolutely incredible. Tiger Woods, I don't care about. I don't. I mean, you know, he's washed up. He wants to go hang out at Orchids of Asia. I don't care. That would mean absolutely nothing to me. I mean, again, I expect that. You know, that's the real value to the Robert Kraft story today was the shock, right?
Oh yeah,
that was
the real value.
You know, it's like every day in this job, there's something new. Every day in this job, there's a Robert Kraft. It's just says Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, that would be big. That would be big. But you know, I'm assuming Rush is a relatively intelligent person and he has signed an $800 million contract, that he also, you know, if he wanted to partake, could do the takeout thing. Could do the room service thing, I should say. Yeah, room service. That is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. $6.4 million takeout. alleged worth $6.4 billion. And you can't find a woman to come to your home for that. Seriously, $6.4 million, Robert. I mean, that's my biggest issue with the whole thing.
He's debt poor.
Yeah, that's my biggest issue with all. You think he's cash strapped?
Yeah, he's debt poor. Yeah.
You think he has the funds on hand?
Yeah, he's not liquid.
I would think that if your net worth is $6.4 billion, that you could find somebody to come to your house. Perhaps not even somebody who was previously in that industry. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm saying for $6.4 billion, you would think you could get, you know, almost anybody to come to your house.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some gold diggers out there.
Right. I mean, plenty.
The gold diggers in better shape.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, and what they're saying is like that place was like, like filthy. Like, not up to any sanitary standards. Not up to any sanitary standards. Is that all that surprising? Is that all that surprising in a place called Orchids of Asia?
So the establishments have, like, stars?
Yeah.
Not a five star.
Yeah, a rating system in terms of cleanliness?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you go out to Nevada, you know, because there they do. They're monitored, and maybe that's what they should be doing.
You're talking about Vegas.
I'm talking about Nevada, yeah. You know, legal brothels.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, you know, the guy.
He could have gone to one of the legal brothels that
exercises some sort of sanitary standards, where the, you know, the employees are checked for a health pedigree.
Pedigree?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Robert's real problem now is that no regular woman's gonna want to go anywhere near him now, even for $6.4 billion.
No.
Let me tell you something. Anytime I see a place named like Orchids of Asia, I drive like three extra blocks just to go around it. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's no danger of airborne contaminants.
No, I believe that.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. We're going to take a quick break. You want to get in, Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back. Oh, wait. Texter may have given me one. I may even want more than Goodell. He said Mark Rick may be bored with retirement. Oh, yes. Give me that.
Oh, yeah. That was
give me that.
Oh,
yeah. Give me that.
Talk about curtain.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be back.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA. Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Wants better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Out here in the fields, I fall for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. CCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ramon, the only Patriot to be tested positive for PEDs, apparently Kraft. T-Bone writes, there's a list on Twitter with names and date of birth. One of the guys was born in 1934. 1934?
It's the old dude place to go.
That's more than the old dude. That guy's my hero. I want a poster of him. 1934? He should be dead already. What the hell's he doing? What's he doing at Orchids of Asia? And he's like way past his life expectancy. Man, that would suck too.
What?
To die on that table.
Then you would get caught. Yeah, I wonder if he's one of the more famous people.
Yeah, 86 years old. Dead on the table at Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
This is wrong.
That would not be good. I don't know. I'm telling you. Of all the things I expected to see today, that was definitely not one of them. And then there was this. Uh-oh, Ramona. Chopping Block has just sent me a name that... we're assembling a new list. List of the people I would most like to see.
On their list,
one of the patrons.
Okay.
And the Chopping Block is... And my friend Bruce Kane has just sent me a new one. He said... Isn't Saban the height of an Asian woman? I don't know about that. But I just changed my mind. He has moved to the top of my list.
After Mark Rick?
No, he's at the top.
Okay.
No, of all the people, if I could choose.
Oh, that's right. You got Roger Goodell.
If I get to pick the name that was the bigger name that was there. My top 10 list would be Nick Saban 1, Roger Goodell 2, Mark Rick 3 right now. I'm open to other suggestions. You people may throw out additional names for my... Texter says Gamecock will.
Sounds like he's a little young for that point.
That would be good, but not that is a local impact, a local effect. But I'm looking for a bigger name. I'm looking for a bigger name. Now, Will may actually think he's a bigger name, but I'm looking for Nick Saban.
That's a good point.
I think Nick Saban, Roger Goodell, Mark Richt, those would be three. Just thinking about this, those would all be right at the top for me. If there's a bigger name to be found at that place, it would be those three. Texas is Ben Roethlisberger. That's interesting. That wasn't the only surprising thing that happened in the last 24 hours.
No, that's pretty good there.
Yeah.
There
was this. Does everybody remember Don Nelson? Don Nelson, Texas says Lenny Dykstra and Art Schleister. No, those wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, if they're out of prison. I mean, I don't know whether they get day passes to go to the Orchids of Asia day spa. Everyone remembers Don Nelson. I would hope the old Boston Celtic, the Milwaukee Bucks coach, the Golden State Warriors coach, that Don Nelson. And remember Don Nelson, what looked like sort of thinning gray hair, parted on the side, always slicked down, sort of your old style, always clean shaven, that Don Nelson. Everyone remember that Don Nelson? The new Don Nelson looks a little different.
He did look different from what you're saying.
Yeah, he's also in his 70s. The new Don Nelson looks a little different.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. His hair is now slick back.
The 70 is the new 30.
Right. His hair is now slick back somehow. He has more of it than he did before, and it's shoulder length. And he has a mustache and a goatee. That is the new Don Nelson. And he dresses in all black.
He's sporting it.
And he dresses in all black and wears a strange necklace that suggests, he may be a member of some unique society.
A commune? In any case,
yeah. Don. Dexter says John Swofford.
Oh, I vote for that one.
Oh, yeah, put him on the list. Well done, Dexter. Oh, Dexter says Coach K. Oh, yeah, he's on the list. Yeah, we're assembling a perfect list. We're looking for bigger names at the Orchids of Asia massage parlor. We now are up to five. Those five are absolutely brilliant. Keep track of this list, Ramona. Write those five down. John Swofford and Coach K, the latest additions to our the bigger names we hope are revealed in this pursuit. All right. So in any case, Don Nelson, for some reason or another, it wasn't really clear to me, is at a press conference. And I'm not sure what it involved. But this is what ensued. Don Nelson is, what is he, 71? 71? He's in his 70s, whatever he is. He's in his 70s. All right, Ramona, this is what ensued.
After basketball, Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So
yeah, I've been smoking some pot. But I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And I personally am involved with rent in the rental business. We have a lot of, I invested my fortune in Maui. And so we rent out our structures that we built and bought over the years, and we make a good living.
So he's renting surfboards and jet skis.
Yeah, the names continue to come in. I just received a Ron Cherry. You know, here's the thing. On the Don Nelson thing, in case you missed that, he is asked by a female beat writer, you're living in Hawaii now, what are you doing with yourself these days? And Don Nelson's answer, without hesitation, was smoking some pot. And if you look at the new Don Nelson, you can be certain. Yes. Steve's Spurrier just came in on the suggestion line. Steve Spurrier just came in on the Health Care text line, which is today the suggestion line. But Don Nelson says, I'm smoking some pot. And I'm telling you, not only was it real, and then he adds, you know, but listen, I never did it when I was a player or a coach. I'm just smoking some pot now. And the two players next to him just...
It's legal in some places.
Yeah, he says it's...
That's what he said. He says it's legal in some places.
It's legal in some places. Dexter just sent me Bernie Sanders. You know what? That may be the right age. What was that age? What year was that? 34? 66? Yeah, no, yeah. That guy may actually be a little older than Bernie. About 6 years older than Bernie. Oh. I just received Dick Vitale. Oh, baby, it says.
Well, if Coach K is going to go there.
Well, Vitale might be right around that age. How old is Vitale? He's got to be about 80.
You think so?
1934.
Really?
Just to be clear, for those who have missed it, our listeners are offering up suggestions as to who some of the potential alleged bigger names that Adam Schefter has mentioned, who are thus far are unknown to us, who we would wish for.
He's 79.
Oh, so he's right there.
He's in there.
That could be a technicality.
He's in there.
What year was he born?
Maybe they get some sort of discount. 1939.
Yeah, no, he's too late.
He's almost dead.
Yeah, he's too late. It doesn't preclude him as a possibility. We were just talking about the oldest person on the list.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking about the old, somebody says Mitch McConnell. Paul Feinbaum. I have multiple Paul Feinbaums. Now, that would work for me. That would work perfectly for me. I've been given Stephen A. Smith, too. Dexter says Bobby Petrino. You know, now Bobby Petrino wouldn't surprise us at all, would he?
No.
He's on my most likely. No. He's on the other list.
Every time you say his name, I think it was that picture.
Yeah, he's on.
Thing around his neck.
It's all you can think of. Some of these people have put themselves in situations whereby you can't think of them any other way. Like, exactly. Like, when you mention Bobby Petrino, what comes to mind immediately, the first thing, the guy's been a brilliant offensive mind his whole career, but what comes to mind the first thing is that picture of his bloodied face, his bright red, tar-driven face. That's what comes to mind, right?
Yeah. Like the foot guy was Rex Ryan.
Yeah, Rex Ryan.
You say Rex the Ryan, and I think of him being a foot guy.
Texas says Lee Corso. And then, you know, and for example, another guy like that is Marv Albert.
Was he the one that liked to wear the...
Yeah, like, women's underwear.
The stockings.
Yeah, women's underwear.
Garb.
Yeah. Yeah. Women's underwear.
Does he fit the age now?
Is he what?
Does he fit the age requirement?
Well, he's not the 86-year-old guy, but he's a legitimate possibility, right? We're putting him on the list.
Oh yeah, he's 77.
He's 77.
Yeah, so yeah. He's in there.
You know, even today, listen, Marv Albert is great at his craft. Great. Has been forever. But even today, after knowing those stories, if you ever had to do a broadcast with Marv Albert, you'd be sitting there the whole time thinking, is this dude wearing a bra?
Like when they say if you're nervous and you got to speak in front of people.
Right.
Imagine them in your underwear.
Right. The whole time you would be thinking, am I sitting here talking to a dude who's wearing a bra? You know, you would just want to like reach over and rip his shirt open before you actually did the broadcast to see if dude is wearing women's underwear before we're allowed to continue. Right? I mean, it's just,
I would think so.
Dexter sent me a photo. Ah, that one wasn't fair. Texter wrote Bill Hancock.
Oh, no.
And then somebody sent me a photo of pink Sammy Sosa.
Oh, now he's not going to want to come on the show.
He doesn't want to come on anyway.
I know.
He doesn't want to come on anyway. They're in the Dodgers phase now.
But yeah. First it was, now it's.
Oh, your series of excuses.
Now it's like crickets.
Yeah, what's going on with them? What's going on with them? I mean, dude, we were always, we were hard on you, yes, because somebody has to be hard on you, but we were always polite.
Well, the last time he just kept, after you were done talking, he just kept saying the same answer. So maybe he thinks he doesn't have anything to give you
questions. I have new questions.
But this answer is always going to be the same.
Yeah, well, you write him back and, his answer may be the same.
That's
but,
what I'm saying.
But,
oh, the pink guy.
Sammy Sosa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pink Sammy Sosa. Yeah. Now, you need to write our buddy Bill back and see what's going on over there.
I'll get right on
there. Yeah, get him on. Get my guy, Mike Leach, on the show, too. What have we had? We've had Leach on. We've had Mike Leach on, what, 4 or 5 times?
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, he invited me out there. Remember? He invited me out there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Mike likes us. He says things on the show that everything he says is sort of interesting and bold, but he has said some things on this show that is even more interesting and bold than some of the stuff, the sound bites that he's been credited with elsewhere. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Halt. You want to get in, 654-7627, by the way, now's a good time. First Class Halt, no one does it like Halt. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, they're the best in the industry. You have a competitive advantage that the rest of us do not have. They have Hunter machinery. That's the top performing machinery in the market. They offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. That is unparalleled to my knowledge in the industry. Who does that? Free roadside assistance. Who does that? Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. Who does that? Of course, they have coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. Listen, no one is taking care of you to the degree that First Class Halt is. If you own one of those vehicles and you have not experienced Halt yet, I have no idea what you're waiting for. We have so many testimonials, endless, unsolicited, about how great First Class Halt is. And you can go read their reviews online, Google and Yelp, anywhere, and you'll find the same thing. They're all 5 stars. Here are their February specials. You're going to love what we do at First Class Halt. The February specials are here. They're here for, 6 days. You get 14% off labor on First Class Halt's previous recommendation. So if they suggested you do something prior, you can get 14% off that labor right now on that suggestion. You also get, in addition to that, $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. Both are going on now at the Greenville and the Anderson location. And then the Anderson location only, you can get the FCH offer on a diagnostic check for just $99. Take advantage. Call First Class Halt. Set up your appointments in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Call them today and get in. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Is your home
home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
With 11 different apartment communities in the Clemson area, Burton Properties wants you to know there are apartments ready for lease. In the Heritage at Riverwood and Heritage Point, they have units available for any size you need, and they are also reserving for the fall. Please visit their website at clemsonapartments.com. That's clemsonapartments.com. Or call 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties is family-owned and operated, and their family looks forward to serving you.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
No one's better than Walt Depp Dula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We have we've engaged in some fun here early in the show. We have listeners who are and people on the text line, on the healthier text line, who are throwing out names that they would like to see be the bigger names on the list. It's just been suggested Chris Berman. I have an Urban Meyer suggestion too, by more than one person. But Chris Berman, back. Chris Berman has been suggested. I don't know where he fits on the age scale, but apparently we've already had ages.
What about this guy?
After getting back and evaluating the film and things from the last game, I'm very proud of our team in regard. First, you know, you got a victory, but more importantly, that would get great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up.
Jimbo Fisher would be beautiful.
Special teams that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, exactly have great attention to them and all those things. Sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you.
They bite you when they bite you.
You get by with them in one game, don't mean you have to fix them. And those become problems when
they bite you when they bite you.
They become problems. You have to clean them up, evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent an advantage. And there's a lot of those things that which we need to do in the game. But again, I thought we were physical.
They bite you when they bite you. I just want to know that if it turned out to be Dick Vitale, it wouldn't be enough to just be Dick Vitale. I would want it to be Dick Vitale wearing Duke footy pajamas.
Yeah, he would be.
You know, that's what I would want. And I would want the visual of him being led away.
Oh, you want to see the tape? instead of saying Roll Tide?
No, I want the
go
vision.
Go Duke?
No, well, yeah, something like that. But in case you were living under a rock, Robert Kraft, 77-year-old owner of the New England Patriots, worth $6.4 billion, found at a allegedly seedy Orchids of Asia massage parlor. My favorite name of all time, Orchids of Asia. It's a giant neon light warning of what we do here. I mean, there's nothing hidden in that name, is there? There's absolutely nothing hidden in that name. There's a neon light advertisement for what we do here. At least it seems that way to me. You want to get in, 654-7627. I have a lot of things I want to get to today. We'll talk some Clemson-Boston College. Obviously, it's we are now in the must-win point of the procedure. I still think Clemson's in really good position because it's just the weakness of the bubble. South Carolina is still in pretty good position. You just need to keep playing, keep winning. There's still plenty of time, but you can't drop any of these games. I mean, obviously, Clemson can't lose Boston College, Pitt, Notre Dame, unless they were to beat North Carolina and Syracuse. Then you could lose one of those games. But as is, you know, if you say that the game you're not going to win is North Carolina, and again, I'm not surrendering it, and I don't think Clemson would surrender it either, particularly if North Carolina is going to shoot 2 of 20 from three-point range. But if you say that's a game based on who you've played early in the year and with the understanding that the best teams that you've played have beaten you and beaten you fairly convincingly, then a reasonable person might deduce that you're probably not going to win that game. But, you know, putting that game aside, again, I'm not surrendering that game. I think North Carolina is a little Jekyll and Hyde, and I think people are going a little overboard in what they saw from North Carolina the other night in terms of that being who they are. Now, if that becomes who they are and they shoot the ball better, which is a reasonable expectation since you have a 48.3-point shooter and a 38.3-point shooter as two of your main perimeter threats, then North Carolina might be more of a factor at the end. You know, I listed seven teams the other day that I thought my main six teams, and then sort of a dark horse in LSU that I thought were capable of winning a title, and I differentiated between teams that could win four games and teams that could win six games. Because, again, I think there is a giant distinction in those two things. I think there are 25 teams that could win four games. I think there are a handful of teams that could win six games. The question, I think, now is, has North Carolina moved themselves into being one of those teams? I mean, if I had to pick, oh my goodness, Ramona, Texas said Lou Holtz. Check his date of birth just for kicks and giggles. Check Lou Holtz's DOB. Let's find out what year he was born. We're looking for the 86-year-old guy right now. That's where we're at, right? Or 85, I guess he would be. What year did I say? 1934?
Yeah.
Okay,
so he's 82.
Okay, so he's just under it. So he's not that guy. But right now, if there really are...
He does look like that grandma.
If there really are date of births out there, for the people who are involved in this, it won't take the internet Clouseaus, it won't take the internet detectives long to figure it out. You know, there'll be a list sometime later today. If somebody actually, I don't know how they would have had that. I guess maybe it was released. I don't know why it would be. I have no idea. But if that's true, and there actually are lists out there of the date of birth of these individuals, or at least the year that they were born, etc., then you can be sure that there are already people out there making it, are figuring it out. What did this texter say? What did he say about this Clemson basketball deal? Where'd that text go? Ramona, what happened to the text that just came in about Clemson basketball? Why do I not see it? It said something about 1-7 or I don't know. Look for that. Tell me if you see that because I don't see it at all. And it just flashed up on the screen. So it should be there. I've refreshed it and I still don't see it. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. But look, the path to the tournament is pretty clear. And it's just this simple. It's win 4 of the 5, including Syracuse, and you're in. Win 3 of the 5. And win your first game in the ACC tournament, you're probably still in. And I know this troubles people, but that's just the nature of it. I mean, that's the nature of the bubble right now that a team like Oklahoma is in when they're, you know, I may have changed the last day or two, but they were 4-9 in league, last I knew. 4-9, and they're still being put into the tournament. And so... You know, this is where we are. This is where we are. And not all these, it's illogical, counterintuitive to think that all these bubble teams down the stretch are going to be winning basketball games, because most of them are going to be losing basketball games. Probably more losing than winning. Texas's Jerry Jones. Check his date of birth, Ramona. check Jerry's year. This is Walt. What's your response to people wanting to see Brownell fired? Well, he's not going to be fired, so, you know. There's really nothing to talk about there.
He's in there. He's 76.
Yeah, he's not old enough.
Well, not for that guy. But, yeah. You know,
well, that's the only...
He's in the age group.
Yeah, that's the only one we've been given. Matt, 1934, says Donald Sterling. Maybe. That might be close. That might be close to the age group. You want to get in 654-7627. But the task is pretty simple. It starts with beating Boston College. You have to beat Pitt. You have to beat Notre Dame. You have to win those three games. And then the easiest pathway forward is to beat Syracuse. You win those four games and you're in. Period. Doesn't matter what happens. You don't need to win a game in the ACC tourney. Nothing. You don't need to do anything. You win four of those five games, including Syracuse, and you're in. Nothing else matters.
Al Gore.
Oh, that'd be beautiful as well. Al Gore. That'd be beautiful as well. But if you take care of business and you win the games, again, you have three games that, look, no game's a gimme. It's basketball. And you're still going to have to play well, and you're going to have to take care of business. But you win the three games that you should win, and that moves you really close. I mean, technically, that puts you in, but you're going to have to play those other games. See, again, even if Clemson loses to North Carolina, they're not going to lose anything in that process. It's going to be like it didn't even happen. It's going to be like it didn't even occur. So if you win the other three, and then you manage to take care of Syracuse, then you're going to the tournament. And, you know, it's funny because I was talking earlier and I don't know who I was having this conversation with. Actually, I do, but forget it. But the point was, well, you know, even if they get in, you know, they'll probably be eliminated in the first game anyway. I'm not so sure of that. I think if they get in, they're going to be a surprisingly dangerous team. I don't care what's happened all year. They still have four seniors, and they went down the path last year, and that matters. Now, obviously, if they get in, we have no idea what the matchups would be at this point, and matchups are a big determining factor in all of basketball. But if this team gets in, as I fill out my bracket, I will be advancing them several rounds. How many exactly? I don't know. But I would guess at least two. At least two. Jacob, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I was just listening. I appreciate it. I was just listening to you talk about North Carolina. I'm a big North Carolina basketball fan myself, and I think you hit the nail on the head as far as us being Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I feel like every year I think we can either make a run to the Final Four, or I can also very easily see us get beat in the second round. My question to you, though, Walt, I think for all the talk of Zion and the one and done and all the controversy of that over the most recent weeks and even the past few years of college basketball, I think something that Roy Williams does that he doesn't get enough credit for is player development. If you look at the past couple of years where we've been in the Final Four, even won the national championship most recently, he's missed out on the one and done recently and the top tier guys, but he's got that second tier guys. Like you look at when we won it 2 years ago, and Isaiah Hicks and the Kennedy Meeks are four-year guys that he developed. Year before that, we had a Bryce Johnson, who was kind of second-tier guy that developed in the post. And this year, you look at it, we saw Luke May, who was a former walk-on. So I think that Roy has done a really, really good job with player development with those second-tier guys and post players. I just wanted to get your take on that and what you thought about that.
Well, you know, the first thing, Jacob, is I think that's how you have to build a team. I don't think you can win doing it the Kentucky and Duke way. It doesn't work unless you have a mix of experienced players. And when you have a mix of experienced players, then I think you can do it the freshman way. But other than that, I think you need to develop players. You need to get players who become a part of your program. I mean, what these teams with the ones that one and dones do is they just rent these guys for a short period of time. And one of my big concerns with that type of player is that they're not even full year players. You know, I sort of call them now three quarter year players, because by the time they get to the end of the season, they're not really focused on the NCAA tournament. They're already thinking about their draft position. So there's that. But I tend to agree with you, I think, in that regard. But I'll tell you, of all the things Roy Williams does, Jacob, you know the thing I love best of what he does? He pushes the basketball. He's one of the few coaches in America who understands that you have to run the ball, and it's a more enjoyable style to watch, and also works, because these college defenses now, with their advanced scouting, are so sophisticated in the half-court sets that if you constantly let these defenses set up, you become Virginia in the NCAA tournament. You can't live just that way. You've got to be willing to push the ball some, and North Carolina probably pushes it as much as anybody in the country on a consistent basis, and that's what I appreciate about Roy Williams more than anything else.
Yeah, one last thing, and I'll hang up and listen, but I definitely agree with what you said. I think you hit the nail on the head again as far as the nice mix of the veteran players with the one and done. You know, when Zion goes down Wednesday night, it looks like their game plan goes out the window, even with two top five picks potentially in Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett, how they're projected. You know, they just kind of froze, is what it looked like. And our veteran mix of a Kenny Williams, who didn't score hardly at all, but drew a couple big charges, and Cam Johnson, who goes for 26, and they kind of took over in that situation, you know?
Yep, absolutely. So, and Williams' defense was instrumental as well. So it's that mix that is required, and you have it, and for a team that recruits a lot of one-and-doners, to an extent, Kentucky has it this year as well, based on what they've brought in, although I've not heard any update on that Travis injury. That's a good job, Jacob. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Paul, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. Ramona, there apparently is a list. Jeff writes Willie Nelson is 85.
Oh, he's out there.
Check his DOB, Ramona. We need to compare it to the master list, which apparently we have now. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. Nobody does it like Gilstrap. 80 years being in the roofing business. 80 years, four generations of roofers. When Ramona's house started to rain inside, she immediately called Gilstrap, and they came right out, fixed it, did so very affordably. That was like 7 years ago. It's never leaked since. Here's the deal. The most important element of your home is your roof. It keeps all the elements out, keeps you warm and cozy. Without your roof, you don't have any of that. But it's the most ignored element of your home. I mean, if you have a crawl space, you probably visit your crawl space on occasion for various reasons. But when's the last time you visited your roof? No, it's out of sight, out of mind. You prefer to keep it that way. Don't. Take advantage of the free checkup. If there's something wrong, get it done before your home sustains significant damage. If there's nothing wrong, that's exactly what Gilstrap will tell you. 269-1232, 269-1232. Call him. Tell him I sent you. Paul, you're up first when we get back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Seeing the road better starts with great deals at AutoZone. Get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch and Vision wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you all in? Show your love for the Tigers everywhere you go with your Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Clemson debit card today. Not a member? Visit RelaxJointFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. So, be all in with your Clemson debit card and show your team spirit today. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to